First name Kimberly, last name Butler, date of birth 11/09/65, date of encounter 10/14/25, history of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic with complaints of chest discomfort on and off with and without exertion for the last couple of weeks. States that she's always had a high pulse rate and she's got a monitor at home to check it, and sometimes it goes into the 140s and it has says an abnormal rating. No shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, no tingling or numbness, and or loss of strength in the left arm. Has an appointment with a cardiologist in 2 weeks for an initial visit. Also has an appointment for a life scan with labs approximately 2 weeks before that. States that her mother takes metoprolol to regulate her heart rate and is wondering if she'd be a good candidate for it. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next surgical history, a non-contributory. Next allergies, known on drug allergies. Next social history, reports ETOH use as well as tobacco use. Next paragraph, EKG in office showed abnormalities, PVCs noted. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented. Times 3, no acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is upward, no lymph nodopathy, no bruises appreciated. Cardiovascular system at a regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallops appreciated. Abdomen soft and not tender. Skin is without rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis. Tachycardia and stable angina. Plan, we'll start her on metoprolol at this time. Patient declined. Echo in office.
You're welcome, ma'am. See you.
At this time, because she has an appointment for that and a cardiologist follow-up within 2 weeks, advised her that if she does report with chest pain, she needs to go to the emergency room as soon as possible. We did draw the labs today, and we'll call her for the results of those so she'll have them for her cardiology appointment as well. Patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow-up as needed.